Hi, this is Daniele from Italy, and my anecdote is about running and cycling. I like running, and time to time I go running, both because it's good for my body, but also because it's good for appeasing my hunger. Sometimes I'm really angry and wind up, and basically, running helps me to wind down. Opposite my house, there's a country road which is tarmacked, and it has two ditches on both sides. One day I was running, listening to an English podcast. It could have been either Colin Holt's Carnival of Monsters, or Luke's English podcast, or the Adam Buxton's podcast, stuff like that. And while I was running, elated and happy, I saw in front of me, on my left, a man with a beard who was inside the ditch, and he was holding a bicycle outside the ditch, and he was shouting at me, or maybe he was shouting to me, but I couldn't hear because I was wearing earphones, so I unplugged my earphones, and he basically was shouting, "Pelato, pelato!" In Italian, pelato. If someone shouts to you, pelato, it basically means, "Hey, you, bald man!" I was shocked, and he kept saying, "Hey, you, bald man! Did you know that a car almost ran me over?" Man, I was flabbergasted because I thought, well, you should have cycled in a cycle path, not because it's safer, but because you are a psychopath. There was no point in pointing out that I'm bald, because I am bald, but I thought this is extremely rude. And even though I wanted to throw an abuse toward him, I just went like, "Oh, I'm in bits. I'm really sorry that you almost got run over, and I hope you will be having from now on a safe cycling." And since he wasn't injured, I just waved my hand and ran past him. I was really angry. Anger was churning inside me, but luckily enough, I ran past an old school which has gone to the dogs a long time since. In fact, it has just its four facades, and it's surrounded by brambles, nettles, weeds, and its roof fell. It's important to say that this school, it's also surrounded by canes, and this is extremely proper, because my dad used to go there, and once he told me that his French teacher was a really tough geezer who kind of cane kids if they didn't behave. He had got by shrapnel during the Second World War in his head, and basically he was wearing a metal band around his head to keep it in shape. And that's why basically you should give a French teacher wearing a metal band around their head a wide berth, and also you should give a ill-bred cyclist a wide berth. That's it. Good luck with your English. All the best. Ciao.